Welcome to the Retro Asylum.
Let us know when you want to start.
Yes, I'll tell you when I'm ready to start, Jim. Thank you for that. Welcome to the Retro Asylum, the UK's number one retro gaming podcast show. This is Matt speaking, and as you've already heard, I'm joined by none other than Jim today. Say hello,
Jim. Hello.
And we've got our new Game Club master, Mark, here as well.
I don't know if I'm the master, but thank you.
The master of all things Game Club. And this, in 2023, you'll be the only one on almost all of the episodes, I'm sure. Now, this is a Game Club episode, as you've already noticed probably. And it's a shortlist episode because we're getting ready to play some new games in February of 2023. We've been playing, what have we been playing this January, Mark?
Oh, RC Pro-Am, and boy, everybody loves this game.
That's good. Now, there's been some lively debate, and some people really didn't gel with it, while others are still racing. So that's all good. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to see a game that everybody didn't gel with, go check out the talk about Red Dead Redemption on the playthrough Discord.
Yeah. I'm still struggling with RC. I've not made it. I was saying earlier, I've not made it past level 6 still. And even when I tried the Xbox version on Rare Replay, I was even worse.
Okay.
Oh, that version. I've got words about that one that I'll get into. But yeah.
So I remember when I played it on the Rare Replay, I enjoyed it because the challenges were these tiny little pieces you needed to get perfect. And you could just bang your head at the same thing 30 times and then finally you'd get it and it'd be nice. But playing it for real, where, as Mark just told us off air a second ago, one error you make 10 levels down the line completely destroys your chance of getting a high score.
Yeah.
See that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. It's fun though. I'm sure Chris and I will get into it, but it's actually, I still enjoy it, but I'm learning to hate this game. So, yeah.
More on that later, listeners. But yeah. Apart from RC Pro-Am, what have you been up to, Mark, gaming-wise?
Oh, gaming-wise. Well, I started with the Steam sale for the winter. I ended up buying the Halo Infinite. I've always been a Halo junkie.
Okay.
So I bought Halo Infinite on the PC, and I bought the Flight Simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
And that's the game that actually, when I built this stupid computer 2 years ago, that was the game that came out, and I finally bought it. And I am not disappointed. That is the biggest dad game I have ever played.
Do you have a proper flight stick with the HOTAS and whatever?
Yes, yeah, so I do, but it's a bit of an older one, and I haven't been able to get it to work yet. It recognizes it, but I think I have to go and program every button and every knob, and I'm like, I don't know if I can. It's a bit involved, but
yeah.
Just flying around, and I crashed a plane in my backyard because it uses Google Maps. It was so awesome. It was so awesome. And so even my dad, who's just turned 72, came down, and I was like, Dad, you got to play this game. And he sat and played it for – we probably played it for about 2.5 hours.
Nice.
And it's a total dad game. Absolutely great. Yeah.
So it streams well as well. I didn't have it downloaded to the Xbox, but I streamed it when the Top Gun sequel came out, and they brought out like an update where they had like a few fighter jets in it and stuff. And it streams really well as well.
Okay.
I'm shocked at how well it plays. I'm playing it on the big ultra wide monitor, and the Top Gun jet you talked about, the I can't remember what they called it, the Dark Star. It's the one that he flies off in the beginning. You can fly that jet.
Yeah.
And it goes so fast. Even my beast of a computer stutters pretty bad because it can't render that fast. But it plays great. You know, regular planes, I mean, I'm getting anywhere from 40 to 80, frames per second, which isn't bad.
That's decent. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I've never played one of those MS Flight Sim games. I've seen them played, but it's not really my thing. I love flight... Not Sims, but more arcadey kind of stuff like Elite Dangerous. It's got
Ace Combat.
Some stuff there. Yeah, I've never tried that. But Elite Dangerous and Descent, not Descent. What's the Wing Commander split into Privateer? Privateer, for example, I love playing that. So I like the flight stick and the having the throttle and maybe controlling 10, 15 buttons. But when it gets into simulation instead, it becomes too much for me. I lose interest somehow.
Totally. Yeah. And this is all simulation. And I'm way more of an arcadey type player. But I can't believe I've already got like 18 hours into this game, I think, or 16 or something. And it's just, yeah. And here we are talking about modern games because that's not what we're here for. But other than that, I picked up some crazy computers. As a guy that says I'm done collecting stuff, I came across this guy selling a bunch of arcade machines, and he had Amiga computers hiding on the just sitting on the concrete floor. And I think I posted pictures of it, but I got a couple of Amiga 2000s, and one of them had an accelerator and the video toaster in it, and they both booted right into Workbench, and I was over the moon excited about those, except they're now just sitting on the shelf, so I don't know.
The life of a collector / hoarder.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
We all know that.
What have you been up to, Jim?
Retro-wise, in fact, I had a bit of a night. I've been looking forward to recording this one, so I've had a horrific morning. If you want a tale of real life woes this morning, I was I've been trying to do some reseal the shower, and ended up with silicone just like everywhere. I was like standing in the stuff. Oh man, I covered the shower like everywhere. It's gone everywhere, and then even like shaved my head afterwards. And like I had bits of hair off my head stuck to my hands, and nightmare. But yeah, in retro wise gaming, I've been played the GoldenEye remake came out, didn't it, yesterday? I played a little bit of that.
So how is it? Did you try some multiplayer or?
Haven't tried the multiplayer yet. I've just been playing the single player campaign. I mean, It's GoldenEye, isn't it? Really, there's been a lot of talk about it online already. It creaks a little bit. There's some like scene tearing and frame skipping and things like that. I've only played the Xbox version so far on the Series X, so I'm not sure what the Switch version's like. But I mean, it's GoldenEye. Okay. Apart from like a few technical issues, it's GoldenEye. It's got some achievements, so I'm enjoying it.
I heard that the multiplayer is still split screen, so even though you're playing multiplayer online, you can see what your opponent is doing.
No way. It's weird, isn't it? Because
makes sense, though, right? If it's just an emulator with some hooks set in that you can share, like controllers over the internet, really, would make sense that it's just the original with the split screen, and you have one virtual controller each.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because I was expecting the it got remade for the Xbox 360,
okay,
and finished, and then last year it came out like unofficially, it found its way out, and I was expecting that version to be coming to the Xbox, but it's not the case. I read it somewhere wrong, or
okay,
I just presumed it. I don't know.
So that's still just an emulation of the original.
The one that came out on the 360 was like a full-on remake. The Xbox, is just the original that's been sort of given modern sort of twin stick controls and sort of up-resed a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah. But other than that, it plays pretty well. You're enjoying it?
Yeah. It's not broken enough to stop me enjoying it. So far. Good.
So I actually intended on bringing the Switch to the cottage so I could try it tonight to play it online, but I forgot.
I'm going to jump on the online tonight.
Okay.
On the Switch, yeah. Mm. Yeah. But I don't know if you've seen Crater Crawler.
No.
Got a release for the Speccy Next this week. Yeah. It's basically like a Moon Patrol clone.
Mm.
I paid a couple of dollars for that off itch.io. However you pronounce
H-I-O,
it.
That's why I call
H-I-O,
it.
H-I-O, yeah.
Yeah. Playing it on the Mister, or?
Yeah, on the Mister, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's good.
I've actually think never I'd tried the next core on the Mister because I have the next, so.
I've not got a next, so yeah. But yeah, it's funny what you say, Nikit, about stop him collecting. I'm sat here with a little pile down here of all my minis, my mini consoles that I think I'm going to part ways with now I've got the Mister. I'm going to. Going to offload them all, I think, and then use the money to replace the arcade one up with a proper arcade cab, I think.
That's a dark hole.
It is, but yeah.
Going for a setup with a CRT then?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Good idea, mate.
You're going to get you like a JAMA cabinet? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah. Yeah. Or go down the Pi to JAMA, that sort of route or something like that. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you know, if you have plenty of money, just to stick in another Mister. Oh, there's a harness for JAMA, I guess, as well.
So you there is a harness for can't remember what it's called now. Is it like RK Mister? I can't remember what it's called now off the top of my head, but yeah, there is an adapter for it.
Yeah. Kind of expensive though, but that would probably be really good.
Yeah. What about you, Mats? What you been doing?
I've been up to retro-wise, not much actually. I have been busy with work and life. I've been the only thing I've been playing that I can call retro is Red Dead Redemption that we're playing through on playthrough. Initially, I hated it. Then I hated it even more, and then I actually started enjoying it. As listeners will know now, I guess, because the new episode is out, isn't it, Jim? Or am I spoiling stuff?
Sorry, say that again. I just lost you then.
The last episode, the third episode of Red Dead Redemption has been released, hasn't it?
No, the one we recorded this week.
Yeah.
Oh, is it out? Is it? I don't know.
I think it is. I mean, okay.
I don't think so. Okay,
maybe I'm just confused.
Yeah, no, I don't think
it was so quick with the turnaround on the edit, so I thought...
I think it's been edited.
Okay,
but so I don't think
slight spoiler for that next episode is that I actually enjoyed my time with Red Dead Redemption there, and I just played the last part of it, and it'll be exciting to discuss that as well. And now I'm getting into the DLC, the Undead Nightmare, which I am loving right now. So
nice.
But that's pretty much the only thing I've had time for retro-wise for a long time. Yeah.
Not getting all crazy mad with RC Pro-Am this month, I see. No scores posted for Mads.
No, I haven't had time. This I've been crazy busy at work and lots of stuff going on with the kids as well these days and for the next month as well. So I am just too busy to be gaming. I only get those little sessions of Red Dead Redemption in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how are you playing that one again? I forget. Are you playing
on
that
the Series
on
X?
On the Series X, okay. On the Series X, yeah, you're up. Yeah.
That makes it easier for me because I have a Series X at home and at the cottage, and I can just it syncs the save games, as you know, and everything just works. I just pick up the controller and play when I have half an hour.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have played a bit of other stuff actually through RetroArch on the Steam Deck. I'm trying to get that properly set up for emulation, and man, that is a joy to play all of the old games there as well. It's really good for that. But apart from that, I think we're all covered. So, Jim, you're going to be our expert this time. I'm going to hand over the reins to you.
Use that term loosely.
Yes. An expert of all things Sonic. Jim is one of those weird people who actually likes Sonic games. And that's why we brought him on the show today. Because Jim and I have been planning for a year, I think, to finally record an episode where he is supposed to teach me why Sonic is actually a good series of games. I've played the original Sonic 1 and 2 on the game on the Mega Drive many times, tried to play it, and I have to say it looks beautiful. It sounds even better and it moves so smooth and really, really nice, but it's just boring. It's too fast for its own good. It can't decide whether it wants to be fast or whether it wants to be an exploration platformer. And that is what I need to see the light here. I have to be wrong because so many people love the Sonic games. So we decided, why not do a game club month of Sonic games, and why not narrow it down a bit? So we've got a very specific focus. It would be 8-bit Sonic games.
Yeah.
So Jim, tell us, what will we be looking at today?
So the format then, I guess, I've got six games. I'll try and sell you on all six.
Yes.
And then between yourself and Kit, we'll sort of get the list down to three, which we'll put out for the vote. I think we'd better go with the 8-bit games. I think it sort of flows naturally nicely as well from Kit's NES picks. Mm. Obviously,
I was wondering why you decided to go with the 8-bits Sonics.
Well, they've just not got the coverage either as well that I've seen. There's a lot out there on the 16-bit stuff. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of chat about the 8-bit games other than a few sort of people saying, yeah, no, they're actually surprisingly good. So I thought it'd be a nice sort of follow-up to the NES. as well to chat about him. Yeah. Yeah, Mads, you were playing the Amiga, obviously, when these games came out. So in terms of the time, they're sort of early 90s up to mid 90s. Kit, yep. Was you Amiga in as well, or?
We didn't even know what an Amiga was here in the States. I mean, they were here and they were built here, but yeah, no, I was 16-bit area. I was still, I kind of went from NES to PC.
Okay.
You know, my parents didn't see the light of needing to upgrade into a 16-bit console, but I had tons of friends that had Genesis/Mega Drives and or Super Nintendo. So I had plenty of exposure to Sonic on the 16-bit, but it never clicked with me. I was much more of a slow, methodical Mario kid. However, like Matt said, the music still is iconic, and I love that stuff. So I'm actually kind of excited to jump into this because Sonic is kind of a blind spot for me. So yeah,
I think you'll be surprised with the 8-bit games because they are very different. They are deliberately slower. They are sort of more traditional. Whereas in the 16-bit games, you had sort of those multiple routes through a level, and then you could try and find the quickest version, the quickest route through the level, and that there isn't really that in these Master System games. And in two of them, the Chaos Emeralds are found in the level as opposed to like the secret zone. So it encourages you to slow down and to explore the level a little bit more.
Mm.
So yeah. But Mads played the Amiga, didn't he? So he doesn't know decent platformers.
No, probably that is sadly true. I mean, one of my favorite platformers from the Amiga is actually something that must have just been inspired by Sonic, because Tearaway Thomas is a blindingly fast collectathon, and which is good fun as well. And that definitely wants to be Sonic, and it's quite good.
Oh, did that get put up for a vote? Yeah. I feel like that.
Yeah,
got
I feel like
it did.
It got slashed by Soccer Kid, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that was it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Soccer Kid was a nice experience as well.
It was. Yeah, that was all right.
So, yeah.
Very different to Sonic, but yeah, no, it was good. So, like I say, for the most part, they're Master System games that I've picked, although there are a couple of Game Gear exclusives in there as well. I thought for the most, like where there is a Master System version, that will be like the lead sort of version that we play. But obviously we can chat about the Game Gear version as well. If anyone just wants to play that instead of the Master System version, then go for it. For the most part, they're pretty much identical, obviously, the Master System and the Game Gear versions anyway, apart from some issues with the way the games are displayed on the screen. So, shall we get into it for the first one?
Yes. Yeah, let's hear it.
Before we start this, one little comment from my side. There's no animal cruelty going on here, so if you can hear a dog that howls and whines, it's just my puppy that's very sad that he has to be in the other room. So don't worry, I'm not mistreating him.
Old Robotnik there, he's turned it into a robot.
Oh, he's even got the mustache going on there too.
Right then. So obviously the first one, I think it's no surprise to anyone. I think if you imagine a young Jimbo running down the stairs in his pajamas back in the 90s, it's Christmas time. He'd blown up his Spectrum using the wrong power supply, and he'd been pestering for a Master System nonstop. He opens up his presents, and there it is. It's a Master System Mark II with Alex Kidd built in, and it also came with Sonic there, John.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I think if the Specky was like my first girlfriend, then the Master System was definitely my first love. So Sonic and this one initially came out in 91. It was ported to the Game Gear. This is, like I said, it's totally separate from the 16-bit game. It's its own thing. It wasn't ported from the, like a scaled down port from the 16-bit. It's its own thing. It's a traditional 2D side scrolling platformer, apart from one level, I think, which scrolls vertically. Chaos Emeralds are in the level as well, so it forces you to explore the level.
So
sounds
for those
great.
Of us who really are not Sonic fans, what's a Chaos Emerald? What do you need it for?
In this one, it's basically just there's seven Chaos Emeralds in the levels. You find all the emeralds and you get the good ending, if you like.
So you can get through the levels without picking them up, but yes, then you get a bad ending. Okay.
Yeah, you get a different ending.
Can you actually finish the game?
You can finish the game. On this one, you can finish the game without all the emeralds. I suppose I'll go straight into the next one. So the next one is Sonic 2, which came out a year later and was basically bigger and more, if that makes sense. In this one, the Chaos Emeralds are still in the levels, but you need to find all of the emeralds to get the last level and get the proper ending. So you'll still get an ending without all of the emeralds, but if you find them all, you'll get an extra level, extra set of levels, and you'll get the proper ending. That's in Sonic 2. In Sonic 1, the levels you play are the same, but the ending is different depending on whether you get all the emeralds or not. And there's no like supersonic or anything like that, like there is in the 16-bit versions. It's just purely for that ending.
Wow, now, are these... show how little I know about Sonic now. Supersonic?
You turn and collect all the emeralds, turn invincible, and once you've got 50 rings, you basically just whiz through the level as quick as you can.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Never seen that.
But there's none of that in these.
Now, are these levels exact remakes of the 16-bit, or are they kind of, are these all brand new kind of games, so to speak?
No, these are, so in the second, they're sort of loosely based on, so like you've got a Green Hill Zone, if you like, but it might have like a different name or just, but I think put the 16-bit games completely to one side. Like I say, these weren't ports. They were very much their own thing, their own dev team. And they were totally separate from the 16-bit games.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
And you say they were quite slower paced, but do you still need to get fast through some sections? Like, do you have those loops and all of that?
So yeah, in the second one, you'll get loops. I don't think you get corkscrews in the Sonic 2. They came in a little bit later. So for Sonic 1, and Sonic 2, you get loops. But yeah, again, it is very much like a slower, traditional 2D side-scrolling platformer.
Okay. So does it feel like a Sonic game then?
It does. Yeah, it does to me. Well, so I obviously had this way before I had a Master System, a Mega Drive or a Genesis. Course, yeah. So to me, this was Sonic.
Mm.
Okay. And then when I played the 16-bit games, they did feel very different.
Yeah, of course. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that was the first two.
Sonic I should say two. As well, if you've played Sonic 2 on the Mega Drive, in Sonic 2 on the Master System, Tails isn't playable. You're setting out to rescue him, basically. He's been kidnapped, so he isn't playable.
Okay.
If you're expecting to sort of play as Tails for whatever reason. That doesn't happen until a later game.
Okay.
The next one, this is... So I've said that the games weren't ports of 16-bit games. This is the exception to that rule. It's a little bit different to what the traditional games are, and it's called Sonic Spinball. So if this one came out in 1994, so it goes a little bit out of chronological order, but I thought it'd make it a bit more interesting chatting about a different type of game rather than constant traditional sort of platformers. Like I say, this was ported from the 16-bit game of the same name made by the Sega Technical Institute. I think it was when they realized Sonic 3 wasn't going to make Christmas release. They went and made Sonic Spinball, which was basically a pinball game with Sonic as instead of the ball. Obviously, in like a normal pinball, the player is limited to how they maneuver the ball through the table. Apart from using the kickers, obviously, and you can nudge the table, but in Sonic Spinball, you've still got movement of the Sonic character, so that makes it a little bit easier to maybe navigate the table. Mm.
I played this just a couple of hours ago, so you have the flippers, of course, on the A and B button, I guess.
Yeah,
you have a little bit of movement when the ball is flying around. You can just nudge it to one side or the other, which is really nice. But sometimes he just turned into Sonic if he landed somewhere where he didn't have enough speed or power on, so he'd just stop and he'd actually turn into Sonic, and there'd be like platforming parts where you're walking around parts of the pinball table and then throwing yourself somewhere at a bumper, for example.
Yeah,
I like that. It was weird. I think you'd probably need to get used to the layout of the pinball table and learn that for it to work. But it was quite nice, quite a novel design. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and I think it brings something different to the month as well. Obviously, we played, was it Devil's Crush back when?
So I was just about to say it was neat and nice, but don't compare it to Devil's Crush.
No. But I think it would work. I think it would work as a score challenge if maybe we could like maybe have like a score challenge. So if you're not enjoying the game, the actual
I've never played it that much. But as a pinball game, is it supposed to be a score-based pinball game, or is there some other goal? I mean, do I need to clear the board and move on to the next one? For example,
You have, say, like, take the first level, for example. You've got a Chaos Emerald in like a little tank.
Yeah.
And you've got to figure out how to drain that tank so you can gain access to the Emerald, and then you'd go on to do a boss. Uh-huh. So the tables themselves are like a little puzzle that you have to work out as well.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. I think that'd be a good one to go forward, but I'm not picking them.
Nope.
The next one,
and we can't be bribed.
You can't.
No, unless it's in cash or crew dogs.
I got no cash. The next one is going back to a traditional Sonic game again. So this was the third one that came out on the Master System. It got a Game Gear port as well. I should say, like, all these three so far. All the games so far have been Master System games with a Game Gear port. So this third one then is Sonic Chaos. This one feels a bit more like a 16-bit Sonic game, in that you got the corkscrews, you got the loops. Yeah. Tails is playable in this one. It creaks a little bit, so there's quite a bit of slowdown in this one. They're pushing the hardware with this one. Quite a lot, and I would worry about, because this is probably the easiest game on the list. I don't think it'd take very long to get through. The emeralds are in like a special zone as well, so there's not that in like the encouragement to sort of maybe go through it again and find the emeralds to get a different ending, like to go through the levels and search for the emeralds, if that makes sense. But it's a good game. It did review well. It does look nice, and it does sound nice.
Okay.
So that's why it's on the list.
Yeah. So I found it looked quite interesting playing around. But you're right. It was it felt a bit sluggish compared to the others. Maybe because it tried to be a bit more like the 16-bits.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they probably just pushed the hardware maybe a little bit too much.
Did you try to play Tails, Mads, in that one when you touched it this morning?
No, I actually only tried Sonic in that one.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same, I didn't try.
Mm.
Yeah, he is a slower character, but like I say, because you haven't got the emeralds in the levels, you kind of lose a little bit of like enthusiasm for exploration of the levels, because he can obviously fly. You lose a little bit of enthusiasm for searching the levels, because what are you searching for, really? Just rings, you know, and extra lives. But it is
how far he can fly. Can you just fly?
Just for a limited amount of time, a few seconds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like too hard on it, because it is a good game.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, did you have all of these games as a kid then?
No, I didn't have Sonic Spinball. I had Sonic 1, 2, Chaos. And I never owned a Game Gear as well back in the day. So the Game Gear I had, what I got my hands on was like my cousins, when we go to like my grandma's, and we'd sort of sit there or lay there playing the Game Gear. So Wonder Boy, Shinobi, the Sonic games, Lucky Dime Caper, all these amazing like platformers and stuff. That yeah, I, but yeah, I never owned a Game Gear. Much to my shame.
All the rich kids did around me. Holy cow!
Yeah, there wasn't that many of them. Obviously, everyone had Game Boys, didn't they?
Really, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was still rocking my Game and Watch.
So. That's awesome.
Retro gaming even back then. the next one is Sonic Triple Trouble. So this is the first of the two Game Gear exclusives. Never got a Master System port or anywhere else. It's another traditional Sonic game. Think Sonic Chaos, but obviously just scaled down for the Game Gear. This one came out in 1994. You can play as Sonic or Tails again. There's elements from the 16-bit games, like Knuckles is in this one. There's another character called Knack. This is where they start getting a bit carried away with all these extra characters and stuff now. Knack the Weasel. So yeah, they're already scraping the barrel for these extra characters. In terms of the game, there's hidden roots in this one. This is, again, it feels like a 16-bit game, which, depending on your opinion, is sort of it adds or detracts from the experience. Yeah, you got your hidden roots. The levels are bigger. I never finished this one, but it is another simple game. But I never finished it. I think, yeah, I don't know why, but maybe it didn't hold my attention. I don't know. So it'd be interesting if it does get selected. It'd be interesting to go back and have another look at and see why I never finished it. Again, Emerald's in a special zone in this one, so there isn't that that expiration of the levels.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get some kind of bonus if you get all the rings in a level, or is there something that makes you want to explore anyway?
For this one, you need, I think it's 50 levels to get into the special zone. So if you finish the level with a set amount of rings, then you get into the special zone.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. That's the goal, basically. Yeah.
So that's the extent of the exploration you'll be doing.
Yeah. There's plenty of rings in the level, so it's not really a difficult task.
Okay.
The next one, well, so this is the last one, and this is completely different to any of the other games. It's a total oddity, and it's another Game Gear exclusive. It's called Tails Adventure. So whereas all the other games, obviously, you're Sonic or Tails, and you're rushing for a level apart from Sonic Spinball, this one is much slower. It's an adventure game. You've got basically like weapons like axes or bombs that you use to navigate through a level. I think in one level you're in a submarine. There's backtracking where you might need to get a power up and then go through another level again to find something else. It's very much I wouldn't call it Metroidvania, but it's got those elements, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was an interesting one for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks nice. I gave it a blast on the Mister as well, and it upscales nicely onto a big screen. Obviously, it's a Game Gear game, so it's
Yeah, I tried it as well. It looks really nice. You start off with a bomb, and you need that both to defeat the monsters that you encounter immediately, which, by the way, looked like that duck from DuckTales, the robot one, actually.
Yeah.
I forget what he's called. Gizmo dog, isn't that
Gizmo. It? Yeah, he's Gizmo, yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
So you need to kill Gizmo with the bombs, but you also need the bombs to blast walls away that can crumble away, for example, or blast a floor away. So it's a bit of a puzzle adventure platformer there, I guess. It looked interesting. It moved quite slow.
It does move very slow. And there's no sort of set route through a level. I mean, you know, like you say, you use the bombs to like open up a route, or maybe you'll fly up. He's got sort of limited, Tails has got limited flight as well. My only reservation with this one being selected is obviously I'm trying to sell you on a traditional Sonic game. This is completely,
well, you put it on the list,
complete. I did put it on the list. Yeah. Cause it's an interesting, it's another one I've only sort of played a little bit of it. I've never gone all the way through. So yeah, I thought it'd be a good, and it's different enough that if anyone doesn't want to play a traditional Sonic game, then they've got another one that they could vote for if it goes forward.
So it could have been worse if we had Matt pick this list. He'd put Sewell on there. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So we have our six candidates: Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic Spinball, Sonic Chaos, Sonic Triple Trouble, and Tails Adventure, where the last two were Game Gear games and the first four were Master System games. So all 8-bit. Exciting stuff. Mark, it's up to you and I now.
I should say, just before you, maybe it'll influence your decisions, I'm not sure, but the Game Gear versions are still available on the 3DS eShop. I had a look on there this morning. Nice. So if you've got a way of getting funds onto your eShop, so like using the Switch or like an online account, still got your Game Gear, your 3DS, you can still purchase the Game Gear games that are on the virtual console.
That would probably be a really nice way of playing those games, because of course they will look better on a smaller screen.
On a handheld,
I was thinking if this wins, I might play it on my PSP Go, actually, because the screen would probably fit quite nicely with that.
Or even the Steam Deck, I think.
But the Steam Deck is kind of huge, isn't it?
It is, yeah. the Game Gear was pretty huge as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, let's see. But we've got some good games to choose from here, I think. Mark, you know the drill, how we usually do it. Chris and I, we take turns picking one off the list until we have the number of candidates we like. And today we want to end off with the 3 or 4. So I think seeing as you're the new guy here, you get to go first. That means you get to be the one who picks 2 off the list if you want. So
is there
any one of these that you think you would least like to play? And please tell us why as well, of course. To tease Jim is a valid option.
You can't say you don't want to play any of them. That's not an option.
I don't even know what I'm doing here. I thought Zool was his second cousin. What's going on here? No, I think Triple Trouble needs to just be the first one knocked off. That game just felt really slow. And like you said, it kind of was like Sonic is kind of long in the tooth at that point.
Mm.
And so I didn't really care for that one. I didn't care for a lot of these, if I'm terribly honest. But I think Triple Trouble, unless I'm crazy, Mads. Do you think I'm crazy on that one, getting rid of that one first?
No, suits me fine, actually. I think there are two on this list I can easily eliminate. Triple Trouble was one of them.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, suits me fine.
Yeah, and it felt slow. And Tails Adventure, I don't want to get rid of both Game Gear games, and Tails Adventure actually was kind of fun. So I figured Triple Trouble's an easy first pick for me to wipe out.
So no more Triple Trouble. We've got Sonic 1, 2, and Spinball, and Chaos, and Tails Adventure left.
Mm.
So I was intrigued by Tails Adventure. So that's going to stay on the list. Maybe it's not a real Sonic game, but I was intrigued by the design of it. And likewise, I know I'm mentioning the games that are not like classic Sonic games now, because likewise, Sonic Spinball really interested me, because that was something, a kind of game mechanic, game design I've never seen before, where the pinball table somehow becomes a level instead. And scrolls both horizontally and vertically, and you have a tiny bit of control over the ball himself, because that's Sonic. So many funny little details there that could be good fun to have a look at. So for me, it's one of those three classic Sonics that I'm going to eliminate. And that choice is quite easy, because even though I like the introduction of the corkscrews and the attempt of speed, it really didn't. It chugged along at a very slow pace, Sonic Chaos. So I couldn't see myself enjoying playing that for a long time. Whereas Sonic 1 and 2 were both quite controllable, not as floaty, I think, and could be good fun to have a look at. So I'll eliminate Sonic Chaos.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a fair shout.
Yeah.
Probably the weakest of the three mainline games, the main sort of platformer games on the Master System, yeah.
So, Mark, yeah. We have Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic Spinball, and Tails Adventure Lift. Do you think we should let Jim himself pick off the last one, or do you want
to go? I think so. I'd say go ahead, because,
okay.
I mean, just I was thinking maybe we should wipe out Sonic 1 just to make Chris crazy that we'd have to start playing Sonic 2.
that's a great idea.
Yes, that's a great idea.
He would love that, I'm sure.
I can hear him sort of twitching and squirming from here.
Can't start with Sonic 2. There's Sonic 1. Yeah.
What do you say, Jim? So we've got two classic Sonic games, and we've got two kind of special games.
And I'm honest, my initial thought, Spinball needed to go because game was, I thought it was absolutely terrible. It was so slow. But, I mean, I never got to a point to where I got to land on a platform and kind of walk around and I got the first
Chaos Emerald, and I was intrigued. I wanted to see where this was going.
Because you guys talked about it, I'm like, oh, well, I just kept hitting the flipper and kept going in the same chute, and I'm like, this sucks.
Did you realize that you had a bit of control over Sonic?
I actually did not. Nope.
Oh, it took me a while before I realized that as well.
But it's not a natural thing, is it, in Pinball? No, it's not. Yeah,
you're not wanting to move him around, or you know, it's not a natural feel. So, but it would be interesting to, you know, just see where that one goes, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I think against my better judgment then, and obviously I'm trying to sell you on a Sonic game, like a traditional Sonic game here, Mads, but I think I'm going to keep Tails Adventure and Spinball.
Okay. It's up to you, mate. It's okay to eliminate one of those, even though Mark and I talk about them as something we'd like to play, because we can play it outside of Game Club.
Yes.
This is your Game Club month. Tell us what you'd like to play.
So I think Sonic 1 or Sonic 2, I think. So we're going to have a traditional Sonic game.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of oddities in there.
Okay.
Just to mix it up a little bit and see what happens in the vote. It'd make for an interesting vote, I think.
Yeah.
So it sounds as if you are about to eliminate what will drive Chris crazy. Is that true?
Yeah, I think I am.
I'm loving it.
He's just gonna pout. I'm not playing this month.
I think as well, because the Game Gear port of Sonic 2 is good. It's a good, really good port.
Oh, so if that wins, we can play both versions.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, there's Master System version and the Game Gear version, yeah.
Is the Game Gear version a symbol port, so same levels and same structure, or
yes. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Interesting.
And I think as well, it's a little bit more tricky, Sonic 2.
Okay. That'd be good. Then it will take picks at least 15 minutes to finish.
Yeah. You've also got like that extra level if you don't find the emerald. So you've got a bit of incentive to explore the levels.
True.
You saw like the extra world, yeah.
Yeah, you're really torn. I think, this is actually fun watching you squirm a little bit.
I think you've broken him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to go with Sonic 2. Okay, I'll keep that in and eliminate Sonic 1.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, little Chris, young Jimbo running down the stairs is going to be
Chris is crying.
A tantrum.
Yeah.
That only makes it better. That only makes it better, mate. So we've got Sonic 2 for the classic Sonic game. We've got Sonic Spinball for a weird pinball game that's somehow also an exploration game and kind of a platformer.
Mm.
And we've got Tails Adventure, which is more of a platforming adventure kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
And that was a slow-moving game.
It was a slow-moving game.
It was there was no Sonic speed in that one.
So guys, do you already know which one you'd prefer to play? Jim, which one would you pick from this list?
Sonic 2.
Okay. Mark?
I'm torn. I kind of, because I've never really played through a Sonic game, I'm kind of leaning towards Sonic 2, but Tails Adventure definitely leans towards my style, so I'm probably going to flip a coin. I'm not sure.
So I'd play all three of these. I think actually because I just spent most time with Spinball this morning, I'm intrigued in where that goes. So Sonic 2 or Spinball would be where I put my vote, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. Got a nice selection here. That's
Yeah, there's something, I think there's plenty, like there's something different in there in each game. So
wonderful. Yeah.
Definitely.
And I think each one will be a good sort of talking point.
Yeah. And I'm hoping, Jim, that you'll join us again when we record the actual episode later on then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. So, guys, that was it. We've got our three candidates. I will put up the vote and get the whole thing out as soon as possible. But before we leave, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to get off your chest? Jim?
Off the top of my head, nothing for me at the
Shout out
minute.
to Chris maybe with an apology for choosing the second game would be in place, I think.
No apology. Well, it could be a warm-up for the next playthrough game if we play a game that he hasn't played the first one.
Oh, okay. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Ooh.
Good stuff.
But yeah, shout out to Chris and to everyone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark?
Andy and Diego from New Game Old Flame. Those guys are awesome. Yeah, I kept trying to record with them all year last year, and just things kept falling through. But I got a few episodes in with them, and that was fun. And so, yeah, those guys kind of changed it up a little bit. They're kind of doing more traditional podcasting, just talking about some of the instead of focused episodes. And I think they're still planning on doing that. But yeah, I'm still hoping to poke in with them once in a while. Those guys are fun.
Yeah, I think they found out just how much work it is if you need to do focused episodes all the time. So that's why we all just waffle. It's so much easier.
It is.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's hard to fit in around a real life as well. So,
right.
Yeah. Kudos to those guys. It's a wonderful podcast, and I enjoyed your appearances there. So all good, mate. All good.
They just dropped one this morning too. It looked like I just saw when I woke up. So
yeah. And they even, I think they had a, you can go to their Discord server right now for a 15% off on all Mega Cat games, Mega Cat Studio games, I think.
Oh, nice.
I guess they had got a deal with the developer there, or the publisher, I guess.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, they're good guys. I'd like to shout out all of the guys on Discord that participate in Game Club, because it's you guys that we do this for, and you're the guys that make this fun to do. So I hope you'll be ready to jump in and play some Sonic games with us as well.
Yeah, should be a fun month.
Yes, should be. Apart from that, shout out to all of my other co-hosts, and a special shout out to Chris. Chris, we can't pick the first game this time, mate. We can't.
Sonic 2 was clearly better, you know, from the 5 minutes I played. So.
Yeah. And Chris, if we do get somehow a high score challenge in here, remember, credits are not lives. And with those words, I bid you farewell, gentlemen. Have a good one.
All right, see
ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.